everyone, and welcome back to Jola Speaks, your favorite podcast. I trust you're keeping well. God is amazing. Thank God for everything. I just thank God for consistency. I've been getting a number of messages from people telling me thank you for being consistent. Thank you for sharing the word of God. Thank you for in the episodes and even mentioning the ones that actually touched them. Honestly, I was deeply touched, because when one is going on this journey, doing all these things, sometimes you don't know whether or not people even look at it. But just, you know, God will just use that to encourage me that, look, people are listening, people are hearing my word through you. And I'm just very grateful to be used as a vessel for this particular purpose. So thank you so much for all your comments. Thank you for your lovely, kind words. I'm always very open to feedback. Please, if you have any feedback for me whatsoever, please reach out on any of the social media platforms. Myself or my team would respond to you, and we will always continue to be better, do better. God helping and willing, in Jesus' name, amen. So I know we've been discussing David, and we're looking at Second Samuel now, but then Easter is this weekend, and I thought it would be very important to discuss, you know, Jesus's life, you know, before the cross, and Jesus's experience a week before the cross, or probably the week of the cross, you know, all the happenings and the learnings from that period. Now, last year I did something similar. I went into much more detail, but for this particular episode for this week, I'll focus more about what happened to Jesus before the cross and the learnings from there, and I will take it on as and let's see what happens, you know, after this week, if I still feel led to continue the episodes. But if you want a much more detailed episode of Jesus before the cross, or Jesus, you know, the cross, what happened afterwards, I did a whole, you know, couple of episodes last year that really dive deep into this. So I would encourage you to please watch it as well. So thank you for listening, or listening to me today. So you can go straight into it. And before I do, Holy Spirit, I'm here again. Thank you for using me as a vessel. Thank you for this honor, Lord. I'm eternally grateful. Father, Lord, as I open my mouth to speak, Lord, help it deliver the words put in my heart. All of you, less of me. Open the hearts and minds of everyone to understand what you are saying specifically for their own situation. Lead them and guide them, and ultimately let them hear clearly from you. I am the vessel, but let them hear your voice, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name I pray. Amen. Okay, so I'm going to read it from Mark this time. I'm going to read from Mark 14, and I'll be discussing Gethsemane, right? I'll read it from Mark 14, 32 to 41, and we will discuss afterwards as well. So let me start reading. I would encourage you to join me in reading your Bible. I know it's extremely important to read as well, so help one remember, you know, what we've read. You might hear, my voice is beautiful, you can hear my voice, but you reading directly is also very helpful for you to also remember the word, especially when you need it the most. So I read Mark 14, 13. They went to a place called Gethsemane, and Jesus said to his disciples, "Sit here while I pray." He took Peter, James, and John along with him, and he began to be deeply distressed and troubled. "My soul is overwhelmed with sorrow to the point of death," he said to them. "Stay here and keep watch. Stay here and keep watch." Let's see what the disciples did. Going a little farther, he fell to the ground and prayed that if possible, the hour might pass from him. "Abba, Father," he said, "everything is possible for you. Take this cup from me. Yet not what I will, but what you will." Verse 37, then he returned to his disciples and found them sleeping. "Simon," he said to Peter, And this is Peter, James and John that he told them to go and pray. They were sleeping. Are you asleep? Couldn't you keep watch for 1 hour? Watch and pray so that you will not fall into temptation. The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Once more, he went away and prayed the same thing. When he came back, he again found them sleeping because their eyes were so heavy. They did not know what to say to him. Returning the third time, he said to them, "Are you still sleeping and resting? Enough! The hour has come. Look, the Son of Man is delivered into the hands of the sinners. Rise, let us go. Here comes my betrayal." Wow. It's a very deep passage, and the number of learnings that we learn from this passage, but I will speak on one today, and I'll speak about verses 36. Now, obviously, Jesus knew that God could do anything. God could take this cup away from him. God could turn things around. You know, there's nothing impossible with God. And he knew it, and we all know it as well. And so he says here, because he already knew the hour had come, right? He already sensed that this is the time. And so he was battling in his spirit. His spirit was heavy. You know, and he said, "No, oh God, you can do anything." Right? You can do everything. No one will question, you know, if you turn things around and use a different means or route to heal and to save people around the world. You can do everything. He was asking God, and he said, "Take this cup from me." Because he knows that with God, everything is possible. God could do everything, anything and everything, which means that God can look for another way to save the world from sin. Maybe he could find another way or purpose to fulfill his purpose on earth. And he was asking God, "Take this cup from me. Yes, not what I will, but what you will." When I read this passage again, I was just like, God, I was just thinking through what was going through his mind at this point. Like this very point, he knew he was about to be mercilessly killed. Not killed, mercilessly crucified, because he gave up the ghost himself. He knew that it was time, the hour had come, and he was struggling. And he asked God this question because his spirit was heavy. He could see from here that he went a bit further and said to pray. He was asking his disciples to pray for him. He needed all the strength that was in there because he knew the hour had come. And he asked God this question. But you see, God can't do everything and anything. God can do everything. Anything, he could have used a different means to save the world, but the purpose, you know, for his purpose and for his word to be fulfilled as he had written and he has commanded, Jesus had to go through the process of death so we may live in that manner from which God had proposed. And so even though for Jesus it was hard to comprehend and go through the pain, the frustration, that was the path God had chosen for his will to be done. And you know, bring it into our own lives. We go through different seasons and we wonder, like, God, like, I remember when I was going through a tough season, I was like, God, you can do everything, you know. You can heal me and help me speak confidently and not have to stammer. I can wake up one day and find I'm fully healed and I'll be very happy. Why do I have to go through this process, this challenging growth phase, as we call it, just so it sounds, you know, not as difficult. But why do I have to go through this growth phase that is so challenging, right? Going through this hard process when you can do anything and just, you know, heal me in seconds. And I know many of us may have that question, because we may be going through something in our lives where we're thinking, but God, you can do anything. You can just do it like that. I know last week or maybe a week before, we discussed the working of miracles, where there are miracles that God just, you know, God heals directly, immediately. You know, there are miracles where it's a process. And we need to understand and accept that God has the best way to deliver that miracle to us. Which means that if God knows that this pathway of challenges will help us to build all we need and what is required to be able to handle and take on that miracle, or we learn something through that process, or we get well prepared, whatever it is, God has a purpose and plan. And because that is critical, even to the miracle, we go through these processes. And so, yes, I agree with Jesus, I agree with everybody, God can do everything. But he will take us to the best path to ensure that we are ready and we're able to carry and do the purpose he has put for us on earth. In those times, we think, oh, God is being is hard, is frustrating, is uncomfortable. It's difficult, you know, to go through. It is not our usual norm. We don't like it, right? But it's in that process we are growing, we are learning new things, we are overcoming challenges, we are becoming victorious every single time as we go forth, as we keep trying, as we keep doing. Because if we stop trying, that means we fail. But if we keep trying, there's a certain strong confirmation that we will be victorious in what we do, because God's purpose and we will be done through our lives. And so today I'll stop here and say, you may be going through something, God, you can do anything. Just do this. Just turn this situation around like that. And for you, it's as if you've prayed it so many times and you're still going through challenges. It's like a process. Today I'm here to remind you that God works in many ways. And for you and I, it might be going through growth phases, as we may fondly call it, challenge situations for that miracle. Like, look at David. And so David, you know, went through tough times and seasons for several years, even well over a decade. More than 2 decades, actually, before he became the king of Israel. Meanwhile, Saul was somewhere, they grabbed him, it was like swift. But you see, David had the stamina for the king. Saul didn't. And through that process of David learning, he was now able to really rule the king and be the king of Israel. Meanwhile, Saul, you know, had so many other issues. He had other, you know, priorities which God was not included in, and see how it landed him. So let us, in as much as it may be hard, difficult, painful, and we also know that God can do everything, let us be able to embrace that process, embrace that time. And I pray God will continue to help us through as we go through. In Jesus' mighty name I pray, amen. And most importantly, we actually go through the process and learn all we need to learn, so that we are come refined as pure gold. God help us. So thank you for listening to me today. God bless you. I love you. Bye.